12:51. Are you ready for a great meal out this week? It's D.C. Restaurant Week, and more than 200 Washington-area restaurants are getting in on the act. We're joined by Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It?, and host of Foodie and the Beast on our sister station, WFED. Nikki, welcome.
Thanks.
These participating restaurants are running a sweet deal for diners, aren't they?
Well, you know, this happens twice a year, every summer, and every winter we have D.C. Restaurant Week. This year it's D.C. Restaurant Week 2014. As you said, 200 Washington area restaurants are participating. You should always check online to confirm who's participating and whether lunch or dinner or both. But that means three-course lunches for $20.14 and three-course dinners for $35.14. And it does take place all over the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And if you can't get into that restaurant that you really wanted to try this week, hold on, because most restaurants do it for the rest of the month. So check with your favorite restaurants, see how long they're participating. Of course, you have Alexandria Restaurant Week following up right after D.C. Restaurant
Week. Is that a good way to sample a fine restaurant on a fixed price menu?
It can be. It really depends on how the restaurant does it. More and more restaurants that participate, they're offering full menus. So it's an a la carte menu and you can pick what you want. Some restaurants offer a preset menu. You really have to do your homework when you're doing Restaurant Week so that you not only get a great deal, but a great experience. This is a real opportunity for some of these better restaurants to sort of educate you on why you should come back and spend full price.
So who's on your list this week?
Well, I'm not really talking about restaurants participating in Restaurant Week. There's too many to choose from. But there are other things you should be checking out in and around D.C. that are only happening for a short time. First and foremost, Old Bay Donut Chicken Sandwich. I'm going to say that again, an Old Bay Donut Chicken Sandwich. They are serving this at Astro Donut. It will not be around for long, but you should taste it because it's delicious. And go to the gym afterwards. And for those of you looking for more lunch things, I've got two interesting ones. First of all, it's not your daddy's lunch anymore. Head over to STK DC. It's a new steakhouse in the DC scene, and they are now serving lunch there. And they are eagerly trying to break into the power lunching scene. And those of you who are on the run during lunch, why not check out Toro Toro. This is Richard Sandoval's restaurant. He now has a new express lunch buffet. It's delicious and certainly worth the time to do it. And lastly, those of you who love that bubbly red known as Lambrusco, this is for you. The Partisan, they have kicked off Lambrusco week. It starts tomorrow and you can go to the Partisan and Red Apron and they have all different events all week long celebrating the bubbly red
wine. Well, that's a sweet red wine, isn't it?
It's actually not always sweet. That's one of the reasons why I always say I don't like it. But Brent Kroll, who works with The Partisan, has convinced me that it's not always sweet and it can be very tasty.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much. Nikki Nellis of The List, Are You On It? And host of Foodie and the Beast on WFED. It's 12:54.